USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump thinks his setback over tax and financial records will probably end up back at the U.S. Supreme Court.
And this is a fishing expedition, but more importantly, this is a continuation of the witch hunt. The greatest witch hunt in history. There's never been anything like it.
A federal judge in New York rejected the president's efforts to keep the records out of the hands of a Manhattan district attorney's office. The Democratic National Convention ends tonight as Joe Biden accepts his party's nomination for president. He'll be speaking from his home state of Delaware. DNC Program Executive Director Stephanie Cutter says this year's convention has not been your typical convention.
We have not tried to make this a traditional convention. This is the unconventional convention. And this is necessary because of the time that we're living in, the coronavirus crisis.
USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An uptick in jobless claims, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department says 135,000 more Americans filed for benefits last week than the week before.
Federal prosecutors are requesting that actress Lori Loughlin get 2 months in prison and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, get 5 months in prison for their roles in the college admissions cheating scam. Regarding that sentence, ABC News legal analyst Matt Murphy says,
the judge is going to do that, and the judge will agree that this is an appropriate sentence for Lori Loughlin. Based on the gravity of what she did, 60 days is almost exactly what you'd expect the judge to impose.
Prosecutors say Giannulli took a more active participant role in the scheme, while they say Loughlin took a less active role, but did have her daughters lie as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In 2008, Republicans and John McCain's campaign accused the media of sexist coverage of former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin and questioning the former Alaska governor's executive experience. Palin is speaking out and saying that she hopes the media treats Kamala Harris, who is the third woman in U.S. history to serve as a vice presidential candidate for a major political party, fairly. Palin joins Fox News and discusses Steve Schmidt and Nicole Wallace, who both worked with her on that campaign and are now voting for Joe Biden.
They are the ones who, a couple of them didn't even vote for the ticket. They jumped ship early in terms of their actual enthusiasm for Republicans being elected that year in 08. And that's evidenced now by what they're doing today. You know, they're Democrats. They're very, very liberal. They are part of that uniparty. And to think that they were the ones rolling out, for instance, my candidacy and setting up the interviews and doing what there was a lot of sabotaging going on there, especially at the end of the game there.
Rideshare service Lyft says they will suspend operations in California at midnight because of a state law requiring it to treat drivers as employees, which means they'd be paid benefits. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.